I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A march of solidarity took place in Sioux City this afternoon. It started at Cook Park with an estimated crowd of 200 to 300 people. The group then peacefully walked to Sioux City Police Headquarters. They were joined by Police Chief Rex Mueller and leaders from local churches and the NAACP. Sioux City Police investigating a shooting this morning that ended with a suspect running away. It happened around 8 near 24th and Clark Streets, a few blocks away from Floyd Boulevard. Someone fired on a car driving by. The car then hit a pole. Officers who were nearby heard what happened, pursued the suspected shooter, who then got away. The driver wasn't hit by a bullet, but ended up with minor injuries from the accident. The driver isn't cooperating with the investigation. Police believe they know the identity of the suspect and are currently on the lookout for them. The director of Siouxland District Health says it appears COVID-19 is leveling off in Woodbury County. However, the true impact of opening up more of the state will not be known until late next week.
Because anybody that has now gone out and begin to participate in these group activities, you know, it takes a while for the symptoms to develop.
Kevin Green made his comments during a news conference with the leaders of Sioux City's two hospitals, who say the number of patients treated at their facilities continues to fall. The operators of a Sioux Center chiropractic clinic have agreed to pay more than $30,000 to resolve allegations they filed false Medicaid claims. Federal prosecutors accuse Sioux Center Chiropractic Wellness Center, operated by Tyler and Tiffany Armstrong, of violating the Federal False Claims Act by billing Medicaid for conditions not allowed for payment. As part of the agreement, the Armstrongs admit no wrongdoing. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.